We're just very delighted to have Betsy Rader.
At a home in Hudson, Betsy Rader explains to about 20 people she decided to run for Congress when the Trump administration argued that the Civil Rights Act did not apply to sexual orientation. Her two sons are gay.
You know, today is actually the 20th anniversary of Matthew Shepard's death. And I had worried about them growing up. Would they be physically safe? Would they be able to marry? Would they be able to adopt kids and have a life like the one they'd grown up with? They wanted that.
Rader grew up poor in the Appalachian part of Ohio with a single mother and three siblings. But she earned a scholarship to Ohio State, finished tops in her class, and went on to Yale Law School. Now she campaigns to get money out of politics. Although she's raised almost as much money as Joyce, she's done it without corporate or labor PAC money.
When you see things like net neutrality repealed, when you see where those tax cuts were directed, when you see that there's no reform going on with prescription drug pricing, there really doesn't seem to be any explanation for that, except for who is financing elections.
Ohio is gerrymandered in a way that favors Republicans, who control 12 of the 16 congressional districts. But David Cohen of the Bliss Institute of Applied Politics at the University of Akron says the 14th is not a lock for the GOP.
The 14th congressional district is the least safe of all the gerrymandered districts. And this is one that Democrats absolutely could pick off if it's a wave election.
Republican Dave Joyce, the former Geauga County prosecutor, was elected to Congress in 2012, replacing GOP moderate Steve LaTourette. In Washington, Joyce voted almost 97% of the time with President Trump. And yet, he's running campaign ads like this.
When Republican leaders in Congress tried to take away protections for pre-existing conditions, I said no. I won the fight to fund the Great Lakes Restoration. And when President Trump tried to take it away, I said no again.
That one health care vote last year could be big at a time when Democrats are attacking Republican efforts to destroy the Affordable Care Act. Professor Cohen.
I think it inoculates him on the issue of health care because it showed on this very important issue that is of such concern to many people that he was willing to stand up to the president and stand for his constituents. At least that's the argument that he can make.
Rader says she became politicized after watching Dave Joyce vote 31 times to kill Obamacare. Now Republicans are falsely claiming Democrats want Bernie Sanders' single-payer government health plan for everyone.
I'm Dave Joyce, and I approve this message.
Betsy Rader wants a government takeover of health care, and it's going to cost you. It would kick you off your health plan.
Joyce defends his commercial.
The ad was based upon the statements she made to the McClatchy News Service.
That article stated only that she, quote, believes in universal health care. Rader wants to give Americans the option to buy into Medicare as if it's any other insurance company. The two candidates also disagree on the Republican tax cuts. Last week, the Treasury Department announced the federal deficit jumped 17%, and the tax bill passed last year is getting the blame. Joyce voted for the cuts and says they just need more time to work. At the same time, Republican Senator Mitch McConnell said Medicare, Medicaid, and Social Security are driving that debt. Joyce agrees those three programs need to be up for discussion.
You know, we're going to have to come to a realization that some things have got to change because we can't continue on the path we're on. But cutting Social Security and cutting Medicare or Medicaid is not necessarily a solution for those people who are already on those things.
Rader considers the tax cuts counterproductive and argues when the economy is good, we should be paying down debt. No matter the debate in this race, the Bliss Institute's David Cohen says President Trump could change the narration at any moment.
In a few days, in a few hours, the president may tweet something and the entire political environment will have changed by the close of business.
Cohen considers the race too close to call. For Ohio Public Radio, I'm Mark Uricchi.